My first husband was a dog, all snuffling, clumsy, ardent devotion. At first, to be fair to him, we were a couple of puppies, gambling and frisking in our love for each other and collapsing in a panting heap on the bed every night. But time in puppyhood passed, as it tends to do, and as he grew into a devoted, sad-eyed, rather smelly hound, I found myself becoming a cat. It is not the dog's fault that cats and dogs fight like cats and dogs, and probably, to be fair to myself, it is not the cat's fault either. It is simply in their nature to find everything that is most typical in the other to be the most difficult to live with. I became more and more irritable until everything he did displeased me. Finally, even the sound of his throat-clearing sigh when I had rebuffed him once again would make my fur stand on end. I couldn't help what I was any more than he could. It was in our nature, and there was nothing for it but to part. My second husband was a horse, well-bred, high-strung, with flaring nostrils and rolling eyes. He was a beauty. I watched him for a long time from a distance before I dared approach. When I touched him, open-palmed, gently but firmly on his flank, as I had been taught, a quiver rippled through the muscles beneath the smooth skin. I thought this response was fear, and I vowed I would teach him to trust and love me. We had a few years together, not all of them bad, before I understood that nervous ripple had been an involuntary expression not of fear, but of distaste. Almost before he left me, I learned to perceive myself as a slow, squat, fleshy creature he suffered to cling to his back. We both tried to change me, but it was a hopeless task. I could not become what he was. I did not even deeply want to be. It was not until we both realized that such a profound difference could not be resolved that he left me for one of his own kind. I didn't intend to have a third husband. I don't believe the phrase "third time lucky" reflects a natural law. With two honorable doomed tries behind me, and having observed the lives of my contemporaries, I concluded that the happy marriage was the oddity. I still liked men, but marrying one of them was not the best way to express that liking.